This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to the Giants and the NFL. Tiki and Tierney here on The Fan. And it's time now for the Ian Rappaport Report, brought to you by H&L Gross Jewelers of Garden City and online at HLGross.com, by WinBet Sportsbook, now live in New Jersey, and by Covers.com. Sports bettors, start your divisional weekend at Covers.com. Winning starts here. All right, Mr. Rappaport, we hit on this last week. Obviously, threw out a bunch of names. We're a week deeper into the GM head coach search from the Giants. From, you know, every angle, it seems like they're doing it the right way, open to a different way of thinking. They seemingly are talking to smart people, ascending people. Would you grade out the search the same way thus far?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is what it's kind of supposed to be. You know, you cast a wide net, you talk to some people, you figure out kind of who are the, not just hot names, but who are the good names, who are the guys who are almost GMs or have GM responsibilities, but not the title, and who can step in and do it. And, you know, I thought the original list was good and interesting. I thought their final three as of now, I heard could potentially maybe be a fourth, but, you know, we'll see if this is it. But as far as the three goes, I mean, you have Joe Shane, who is extremely well-respected, who's been the right-hand man for Brandon Bean in Buffalo for years, who's very smart, who is, you know, pretty dynamic, and I think more than ready. That's one. You have Ryan Poles from Kansas City, who is, you know, I would say more of an unknown, but definitely an ascending name. You know, someone most people probably haven't heard of, but very key to what Kansas City is doing, and another kind of dynamic candidate. And then you have Adam Peters from the San Francisco 49ers, who is, you know, basically their top personnel guy, essentially the GM right under John Lynch. The way they are structured, though, Lynch is kind of more of the, like, consensus builder, I would say. Mm-hmm. So Adam Peters, when it comes to personnel and scouting, probably has as much say as anyone. So, you know, those are the three. I think it's a good list. You know, I think most people probably thought Joe Shane was the favorite going in. I think he's got a shot. He's got a good shot. We'll see where it shakes out, you know. Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
And maybe today.
Yeah, exactly. All these guys are young as well, relatively young. And I'm wondering what that means for the next head coaching hire as well. You know what I mean? Like, is it someone that's relatable to them, or where they go for experience? And how much influence will that new GM actually have as opposed to what the Giants organization wants?
I would say the way it's kind of working from what I understand is, you know, you have the three candidates now. You talk to each of them about, like, who would your candidates be? Who would your head coach be? You know, they requested Dan Quinn, the Cowboys defensive coordinator, from what I understand, because he was someone that all of the coaches were like, if we got the job, we'd like to talk to. So if everybody wants to talk to him, then it makes sense to request him. I would assume Brian Flores is on all of the lists as well, one of the top candidates available.
Yeah.
Both those guys have done it before. I think, you know, with what teams do, and I think what the Giants are doing, is a lot of times you go the opposite of what you did before. So you had noted general manager Dave Gettleman, who is very set in his ways. Okay, well, each of the three GM candidates are young and I would say much more open-minded, right? Even in Buffalo, where they have a good system and a way of doing things, they kind of open their arms to an offensive coordinator and Brian Daboll, who brought the New England way, and they've done great, right? You know, so I think those, that's the GM. And then for the head coach, you had Joe Judge, who you guys know it. I still think at some point If he ever gets the opportunity again, would be a good head coach if given the proper tools, like, oh, I don't know, a functional GM and maybe a quarterback, an offensive coordinator. But he was unproven and young and made some mistakes that young coaches do. So I would say an experienced head coach would probably make sense this time around.
So we're talking to Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, with us here on Tiki and Tierney, WFAN. You know, I know what Stephen Jones said about Mike McCarthy, that he's safe. Can that change? Any chance that changes?
I would be surprised if it changes. I know what you're saying because, you know, Dan Quinn's getting a lot of interest. He's getting a lot of love. What if someone wants to hire him? Do the Cowboys just say, actually, no, stay? I don't see it. You know, I mean, the Joneses are convicted with Mike McCarthy, and the playoff loss was bad. But to me, I'm having trouble understanding it, right? Because all season, everyone talked about how little Mike McCarthy did, how Dan Quinn runs defense, Kellen Moore runs and calls the offense. Bones Fossil does the special teams. McCarthy kind of just arranges. And then they lost in the playoffs, and everyone's like, all right, we should fire McCarthy. And I'm like, well, okay. But like, and those guys are great candidates. I think Kellen Moore is going to be the head coach, and Dan Quinn has obviously been, but they all share blame. So to me, I feel like the Joneses are convicted as far as bringing Mike McCarthy back for a big year next year. Very important year next year, but I don't see that changing this year.
Yeah, no, I think you're probably right about that. But it also kind of feels like all this noise is making Dan Quinn think about, maybe I should find my way out of here, because he's gotten a lot of interest. How much of his previous history, because I know some of our callers have talked about it, the 28-3 blown loss, obviously in the Super Bowl, the very mediocre years, even though those were explainable in some ways because of the injuries to the Atlanta Falcons, particularly on the defensive side. How much of Dan Quinn has been rehabilitated by this last year's stint in Dallas?
Yeah, I think some. He did a great job in Dallas. I mean, was, you know, I don't know if they give a coordinator of the year award. Maybe they do. but I mean, I guess it's possible. There's awards for everything nowadays.
Yeah,
But, you know, he did a great job. Really, really was exactly what they needed and really was key to kind of setting the foundation on defense and just calling the defense and did a great job. He took the Falcons to the Super Bowl. And I get frustrated, and this is just my own personal thing. I get frustrated when people take stuff that happens in the playoffs or the Super Bowl and they use it as an indictment for something generally, right? Like,
yeah,
Dan Quinn lost a 28-3 lead. Therefore, when he gets to the big moment, he can't handle it. And I'm like, okay, cool. But how many coaches got to that big moment? I mean, getting to the Super Bowl is a very big deal.
That's right.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think he'll be a good coach. And I would also say, you know, with all due respect to Thomas Dimitroff, there were some lean personnel years. I mean, they didn't have a great offensive line. They were, you know, look, it was, I think when it was time to go in Atlanta, it was time to go.
I like him. I like him. I'm with you. I like him.
As a person, not that this matters, but as a person, you would like him too. Plus, he's bald.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. Now, we've had him on our show a couple of times. He was great.
We love
you guys
him.
Could talk about not having hair.
Yeah.
Together.
And he's from Morristown, so he's local to where we are. Yeah. Josh McDaniel's name comes up a lot. And I mean, I tend to think he's just sitting there waiting in New England. He went and failed a little bit in Denver. Then he flirted with and didn't ultimately take in Indianapolis. Josh McDaniels, what's his deal?
I think he's waiting for the right opportunity. And, you know, you do this enough and you sort of dance enough and you do the request and then you do an interview and then you're one of eight. And then sometimes you get brought back and then you have to deal with the emotional disappointment of like, did I get it? Did I not? I gave a good interview. Do I have to prepare? You know, it's like, I honestly think once you go through it a bunch, I think it kind of sucks. I think the process sucks. And like, if you are a young coach and you want to be a head coach, then you just do it because there's like no other way. It's like going through the combine. It's like players don't like the combine.
Hated it.
It's hard for them. Of course, but it's what you need to do to get through to where you want to go. I think Josh McDaniels is at the point now where it's like, if you'd like to hire him, then try to hire him. Otherwise, like, I'm not sure he's going to do the whole like dog and pony show type deal. And I think teams probably know that, which is why he hasn't had a question.
Gotcha. Well, that makes sense. We're talking to Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network. All right, I got to throw my Jet brethren a bone here. Just too much Giant stuff on the station. Now,
yeah.
I think it's been a little overstated, the amount of cap space the Jets have, because they've got to earmark a lot of that money for 9 draft picks, two of whom who will go Well, I mean, theoretically in the top 10, they could obviously make a trade, and I think they probably trade out of one of those two, but they'll have first-round pick or trade back, so they'll have a lot of money going to the draftees. Calvin Ridley is a name that we've heard a lot about, and they've got enough money to make it happen and definitely enough equity to make it happen, but I need clarity on this. Are the Falcons, if they're blown away, they'll make a trade, or are they motivated to trade him? Two very distinctly different things. And if it's the latter, do you think the Jets will be really, really involved and not just a product of the media hype machine?
I think the Jets could use another receiver. I kind of like their young receiving core. We'll see what happens with Mims, where he goes, if he goes or stays.
He stinks.
I think it's
Mims.
I mean, you know, I think it's safe to say, he could, you know, we'll see what happens there. But I think I think greener pastures or different pastures would probably make some sense there. But so anyway, my point is, I think they could use another receiver.
Okay.
Ridley is great. I think where the Falcons are now is they are trying to figure out, like, they basically lost a year of him. And I think they said all the right things. They did all the right things. They tried to support him. But at some point, you want the player. Like, it is a football team. You want the player. So I would describe them as open. I don't think they made a firm decision on what they want to do, but they're probably going too soon, because you'd like to go into this offseason knowing, do you have your first round receiver or not?
Yeah.
And what's the market? I mean, you spent a first rounder on him. He's on the 5th-year option. Could you get a first rounder back? I mean, if you get a first rounder back, I would say you'd probably do the deal. I would say that's probably an interesting one to watch. I would also add, you made a very good point. They do have cap space to sign a draft pick. It's all fully guaranteed where the Jets and actually the Giants are. That all that money, when you draft, all that money's gone, because every bit of fully guaranteed money is handed over essentially to the league office. So, like, yes, they have cap space, but that's a massive, I think it's like $25 or $30 million each player at the time. Boom, that space is now done. It's not as much space as you think.
Mm-hmm. And just to follow up on the Ridley thing, because it's been fairly, it's been a shade of gray. And you talk about mental health. We certainly all respect it. We all get it. And mm-hmm. everybody's different. But
right.
do you have an understanding that the Falcons believe that he's okay? I mean, are they really worried? I mean, haven't heard anything about that.
I believe that the Falcons believe he is okay. I would say, I don't know. Look, there's the mental health part, which everyone is sympathetic to. And the Falcons did an incredible job of supporting him and saying, you know what, you need time. Yes, I know we're having a season, but go take time. I think at some point, I do believe he's okay, although he was definitely going through some stuff this season. I think if it's a new team or the Falcons, I think he'll be okay next year.
Mm-hmm.
They are trying to figure out kind of where he's at. You know, figure out a situation mutually where I think they can both benefit. But would I say they're open to a deal for the right price? I probably would.
Gotcha. Ian, really good report. Appreciate you, buddy. That is the Ian Rappaport appearance here on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney. Thank you very much, Ian.
Appreciate you.
All right, thanks, guys.
There you go. He's trying to delicately say that Denzel Mims might be on a different team, but I'm saying he stinks. That's the difference between me and Rappaport.
Right.
I'm sorry, when a guy runs out of the end zone, I can't forget that. And then when he runs back in, he drops it. It's just confounding what happened to him. And I think that, listen, you tell me a new coaching staff comes in, they don't want a guy who's 6'3", 220, who runs a 4'3", 540 on the football field?
Yeah, something else is wrong.
Come on.
Yeah,
something else. You don't have a football field. You're doing something wrong.
Something else is going on. Exactly right.
Man. All right, T, coming up next here on the show, I can't wait to get into this. Now, it was just a little thing that was dropped in the middle of the show with our buddy Sweeney Murdy yesterday about how Aaron Judge is not a priority for the Yankees, and then it opened up all sorts of conjecture. Could Uncle Stevie jump in? Could the Red Sox jump in? Why is he not a priority? Judge and the Yankees and their long-term marriage. Will it be one? We'll get to that coming up next on The Fan, Tiki and Tierney.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.